President Trump has complained that American workers get an unlevel playing field in international trade deals and calls NAFTA the worst trade deal the U.S. has ever made. In Western New York, trade and commerce leaders say that's not necessarily so. NAFTA has actually worked well for this region, which depends on frequent cross-border exchanges of components as part of the manufacturing process. Steel and aluminum tariffs were not part of the trade deal, but Craig Turner, president of the World Trade Center Buffalo Niagara, is among those confident North American leaders will resolve that in the future.
You know, everybody wants to make sure that this goes through the way it's supposed to, and I'm sure there's continued negotiations in each country to go on. So, the fact that they did leave that off in order to get something signed by the deadline, I guess from a negotiation standpoint, it makes sense to me. Do I believe it will be addressed? Yes, I do.
One of the biggest winners under the new deal are New York's farmers. Canada's pricing codes for certain milk products have given New York dairy producers a roadblock. Lauren Williams of the New York Farm Bureau says an updated deal gives farmers on this side of the border a chance to reestablish global markets for one of the state's most important industries.
The dairy industry is huge in New York. It's number three nationally. It's also the number one agricultural industry in New York State. The value of New York agriculture is about $5 billion, and dairy represents $2.5 billion of that.
Congress must still approve the deal. They're not expected to take up the matter until after the elections. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.